USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day of mourning in the United Kingdom. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, has died at the age of 99. Daily Mail reporter covering the royals tells Fox News Prince Harry will surely be at the funeral.
I would absolutely expect Prince Harry to be there. I mean, you know, given that the pandemic is still going on and restrictions in the UK are quite serious, we don't know exactly what that will look like, but I do think that he will move heaven and earth in order to make sure that he will be there, certainly for the funeral. And the important thing is that the royal family is able to come together, support one another, and collectively mourn the loss of their patriarch.
The prince died Friday morning at Windsor Castle. President Biden's gun control measure is starting to take shape.
This is an epidemic, for God's sake, and it has to stop.
Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert suggested Thursday that President Biden is a tyrant after he argued the Second Amendment was not absolute. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported that a record 172,331 people were taken into custody trying to cross the southern border in March alone. Included in that number were 18,890 children migrants, which is the largest monthly number ever recorded. President Biden announced executive orders on guns, including attempts to reduce the proliferation of 3D printed guns known as ghost guns. Under current law, manufacturing ghost guns is permitted for personal use. The more contagious British B.1.1.7 strain of the COVID-19 is now the most popular strain in the United States, with most cases concentrated in Michigan and the New York City region. Mark Meadows, former chief of staff at the end of the Trump administration, said that the former president is better than 50-50 to run again for president. Meadows said this week, "I'm feeling great about President Trump's willingness to serve once again in the Oval Office." End quote. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
After taking last weekend off, NASCAR Racing returns to Martinsville, Virginia for the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500. Driver Kyle Busch talked about the track at Martinsville.
You know, I look forward to getting to Martinsville. You know, Ben last year obviously was crew chief with Harrison Burton. It was the first time the Xfinity cars had been to Martinsville in a long time, and so there was no practice. They literally just lined it up and raced at Martinsville, and they were super fast. You know, Harrison was able to win that race. So Ben was with me when we were successful at Martinsville the years that we won in 15 and 17. So I'm looking forward to being able to get there, and hopefully we've got some things in store for us to be fast.
Take note, the race is Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern and can be seen on Fox Sports 1 and Motor Racing Network. Facebook continues to dumb down their users. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Facebook has announced it's going to start labeling posts to make satire more obvious. The company is now adding new labels such as satire page to posts in Facebook's news feed. They're also going to clarify the origin of content as public official or fan page, according to Facebook. Last summer, Facebook began to apply labels to state-controlled media outlets to make it clear they may be under the influence of government.
Facebook reports it has 2.8 billion monthly active users. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.